We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Clint Sterner and the show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire.
It's 5 o'clock and congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. And lucky for you, Old Dirty and Show have the latest. And the latest is, this has been talked about hell for 2 days, it seems like. But finally, Tom Pelissero reports, NFL Network, Clint, the Packers are trading. Listen up, here are the details of the deal. The Packers are trading a 2022 sixth-round pick to the Houston Texans for wide receiver Randall Cobb. Houston is expected to pay $3 million of Cobb's salary to facilitate the deal. Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, he said a lot. We'll let you hear that in a little bit, but he gets his guy back. Randall Cobb, is that deal from the Texans' perspective? Hey, we talked about it. If he can get this contract off the books, he is paying $3 million of it and they're only getting a six-round pick back. Is that a good deal for the Texans?
Absolutely. Look, I think you could probably nitpick it. I mean, I think some of the number crunchers may absolutely do that, where the Texans shouldn't have paid $3 million, or maybe that, you know, maybe I don't know how they're going to see it. But when I look at what you had in Randall Cobb, you had a player that was making $9 million a year over 3 years, I believe. I know some of that was guaranteed money, some of it was signing bonus, but ultimately that's the way this thing broke out. And he had only been here for a year, and the Texans were able to move an aging player that clearly wasn't going to help this football team long-term. And I say long-term, nowadays in NFL, for the next 3 years, he wasn't going to help this football team beyond that contract. The contract was bad. He didn't obviously want to be here, and the Texans were able to get out from underneath that contract. I don't care how you did it. I don't care that it cost you $3 million to get out from underneath it. I think it was a great move by Nick Caserio. Again, a move by Nick Caserio that will not get the run that it probably deserves.
And it should. This is a great move.
Well, it's not like the Clowney move where Bill O'Brien paid $7 million of his salary and moved him. It's not like you're losing that kind of player and then for some unknown reason you're paying part of the salary. I mean, it's not that. This is one of those where, hey, the Texans, damn it, you know what? Truth be told, they should have to pay $3 million for Bill O'Brien and Jack East to be putting that contract in place.
Yeah, because right? I think this is a hell yeah to win and one of the better moves that Nick Caserio has done. And, I don't know how much it is him that he was able to get this thing pulled off, but he got a break. And the break was Aaron Rodgers wanted Cobb.
That's right.
Because who else was taking this? Who else were you going to be able to give that to and only had to pay $3 million of it?
Boy, you're hitting the nail on the head because Aaron Rodgers is...
He was just going to be here.
But Aaron Rodgers is on record today saying that he ultimately wanted some say in personnel and some other things, and the one guy that he wanted back was Randall Cobb. And so you talk about the stars aligning for the Texans, yes, in a sense of being able to get rid of Randall Cobb. Boy, they really did. And then those stars are green and gold. Is that green and gold or green and yellow in Green Bay?
Green and yellow.
Green and yellow, sorry.
An absolute win.
Absolutely.
For yes, the Texans, yes, to be able, yes, to get that and be able to get their young players to get the reps that they need and nobody blocking them in Randall Cobb. So that's the latest. Randall Cobb officially a Green Bay Packer up in this piece.
5 o'clock fire.
Hey, I like it. Up in this piece.
Hold on,
I like
it,
man. I just had some coffee.
I'm here for it, man.
Feeling frisky.
I almost didn't say peace.
Loosen up a little bit, man. Just tighten back down when the tease comes around.
All right, but today the brass spoke today, and for the first time since Deshaun Watson reported to camp, we got to hear from Nick Caserio, the GM, and David Culley, the head coach. Here was Nick Caserio on his update for the first time hearing from him on Deshaun Watson.
You know, I'd say on Deshaun's situation, I know there'll probably be a lot of questions about that. I would say my comments about that, or he reported for training camp the other day. I know the league put out a statement and made some comments about where they are in that process. And again, I think from our perspective, it's a day-to-day endeavor. You know, we're going to take the information, we're going to process that. We're respectful of everybody and everything that's involved. So we'll kind of take it one day at a time. And, you know, ultimately we're going to do what we feel is best, you know, for the Houston Texans.
All right, that is Nick Caserio. They give their update. Here was David Culley. That was Nick before practice. Here was David Culley following practice with Deshaun.
Has not been a distraction at all. He's been a very professional about everything, just like all the guys that have been here at all. It's just been business as usual. Now we're just going to make sure when we feel like he's ready, we'll give him some more reps.
All right, Clint, you were there. I was there. What was
In Culley's defense, it has been business as usual since he's been here.
Yeah, this is it.
That is usual since David Culley's
been
here.
David, that's a good answer. Good answer.
Yeah, look, I mean, Show, I don't think there's any way to couch this thing. I am shocked that Nick Caserio, David Culley, I think, is just saying what he's told. But I think Nick Caserio, I'm shocked that he would refer to this as in no way, shape, or form a distraction. I think it's a distraction any way you slice it. I don't think there's any way you can couch the Deshaun Watson situation in terms of really, regardless of what's going on with the organization, but the fact that you're in the middle of a hitting rock bottom and trying to rebuild this organization, I just don't think there's any way that I can ever arrive at this not being a distraction. Now, is it as much of a distraction to you as it appears to me? Maybe not, but a distraction, absolutely zero doubt about it. This is a distraction to players, to coaches, to the front office, and it's. At this point, it's a bad look for the Houston Texans for him to be on a practice
field. He'll be on right here on Sports Radio 610 tomorrow at 7:30 with Payne and Pendergast. And I think one of the things that I'm hoping to hear from is this, Clint, is it's not a distraction. It's none of that. But is this how you envision a rebuild starting? Is this how you envision, you know, the start of implementing your culture, starting having this circus? Because that is the thing for me, is that thing. I said it yesterday. The circus is rolling. We got there and it was even more rolling. And yeah, I mean, you had Deshaun coming out who looked like he was going to protest and just wear a hoodie and not his practice jersey until finally he put it on. I don't know if he was told or not, but that can't be the steps of. That's not what Miami did when they got their rebuild going. That's not what other teams have done when they got their rebuild going.
It's definitely not ideal, Show, for Nick Caserio's and David Culley's first day of a rebuild, essentially their first day on the job, for this to be the what's going on in Houston. It's not ideal. It's not a situation where, you know, to me, it's one of those, when this all first started, Show, you and I said, or I said it to you on this show, I said, look, at some point, the Texans have to quit digging. The quickest way out of a hole is to quit digging. And if I'm being honest with you today, with what I watched, making the decision to put Deshaun Watson out there, I think they had shovel in hand. And we're continuing to dig. And so at some point, I'll say it again, at some point, you got to stop digging and you got to move beyond these types of scenarios.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Astros, the first place Astros, they win last night to spread their lead out. But
it's unbelievable.
They continue to make moves. The deadline is coming up on the 30th, Friday at 3 o'clock. But they made moves yesterday when they brought in Kendall Graveman, who has been one of the best relievers and best closers. If you missed, John Heyman said it himself. He was on with us at 3:35. He said it himself, one of the best closers, has an ERA under one. in 10 saves, ERA under 1 in 30 games. They also get Rafael Montero by trading one of Dusty's favorites, Abraham Toro, and then right-handed pitcher Joe Smith. That was last night. Adding Graveman was a big move for the Astros bullpen. Then today, John Heyman, who was on with us, first reported this, that the deal is now official. The Astros send minor leaguer outfielder Brian De La Cruz to Miami in exchange for reliever Yimmy Garcia, who is a closer, who's been a closer for the Marlins. They've added potentially two closers to that bullpen. They've strengthened their weakness, and we'll see if they'll continue to make any other moves, Clint. But this was a big day or two for James Click.
Let me get another one of them Coors Light over here. What do you say?
Yeah.
Huh?
Let me get some bullpen help.
What do you say now? Look, James Click out there. Come on, Jimmy, man. He's out there doing work. Yeah, no, look, this is one of those deals where the Astros clearly, I don't know, the numbers look good on Graveman. You know, there's obviously going to be different faces that they're going to be able to point to and send to the mound out of the pen in the near future. It's going to look different, and I hope that the results are different. And according to John Heyman, you got what's my man Grave?
Oh, Kendall Graveman.
Graveman, you got Graveman and Presley in that at the 8 and 9 spot,
and Yimmy at the 7.
Well, you got several different guys you can call now out of that pen and see how you get to Graveman and how you get to Presley.
Yes.
If the starter can't run into the 6th and 7th consistently, the names and faces have changed. Let's just hope that the results are better as well.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, I don't know any other way to do it, but Aaron Rodgers has shown his ass today in Green Bay, and
good.
I think he's going to continue to show his ass for the rest of the season. This is just a little bit of what Aaron Rodgers gave us today as he met with the media in Green Bay.
If I'm not a part of the future, then instead of letting me be a lame duck quarterback, if you want to make a change and move forward, then go ahead and do it.
Uh-oh.
That obviously didn't happen. Like I said, it wasn't a draft day thing. There were conversations for a number of months leading up to that. Post the draft, I think what basically happened was then they said, you know, we'll give you some money now. Let's see if we can throw some money at you. I said from the start it wasn't about the money. Obviously, I didn't show up for the off-season program or mini camp. To me, it was bigger than this. It was about trying to be a resource for the organization that I care about and love so much.
Clint, is this what Aaron's going to give us the whole year?
Oh, it's so beautiful. You talk about holding jokers accountable.
Talk about
distraction is a good point. There's no you don't have to wonder what Aaron Rodgers is thinking. He's going to tell you, and it's going to be front and center, and the organization is going to have to respond in some way, shape, or form. I'll retweet it at Clint Sterner on Twitter. I mean, you got to go listen to the 5-minute video of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it is absolute gold.
It is. And Aaron Rodgers, I'm here for it. This is, I mean, Aaron knows his worth, and he is not shutting his mouth at all. 37 years old, he is going to cut a rope. What'd you say earlier? His gives a rips have gone to the number 0.
Yeah, his give a rips is at an all-time low.
He's out. All right. Today we've talked a lot about one quarterback for the Texans, but Clint Sterner was out at camp today, and he has a declaration he is ready to make about one other quarterback for the Houston Texans. You do not want to miss this coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Remember, tomorrow, 7:30 right here on Sports Radio 610, Payne and Pendergast will have a little chat and combo with the general manager, Nick Caserio, so make sure you're locked and loaded right here.
I'm so
Sports
excited!
Radio 610. I know you are, Austin. Listen, Clint, you were out there, I was out there, but your eyes are a little different than mine when it comes to quarterbacks, right? And you watched Davis Mills today, and you are ready to make a statement. You're ready to make a statement after today's first day of training camp and watching all the quarterbacks there. Let's ignore Deshaun Watson. He is clearly better than everybody else. But when you watch Davis Mills, what are you ready to declare?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm ready to declare.
Oh, yeah, you are. I mean, come
let's
on
not,
now.
Let's not get carried away.
I'm just
here.
Saying, you know, you were on this.
I think it's blatantly obvious that Davis Mills has progressed nicely over time since he's become a Texan. He appears to be more confident. You can see it in the way he moves. You can see it in the way that he's stroking the football. There's a level of confidence that appears to be greater right now than it was several months ago. And I think Davis Mills should absolutely, here's your statement, I think Davis Mills should absolutely 100% be in a 50-50 rep split competition with Tyrod Taylor.
Say that again.
Absolutely.
Right
Davis
now.
Mills, your rookie quarterback that was drafted in the third round by Nick Caserio out of Stanford that's only started 11 games at the college level, absolutely 100% should be in a 50-50 rep split competition with Tyrod Taylor. Yes, I'm comfortable saying that at the very least should be the case moving forward for the Houston Texans quarterback situation.
Yes,
little show. Can I
That's interesting.
What's the question?
Never raised my hand. I was always just a blurter.
What does that surprise
shocker.
You?
Shocker.
Yeah. Shocker.
I walked into that one. My question would be, now, is this because listen up, Clint. Now, I've worked with you every day. People are sitting here driving, listening, thinking this too.
Okay.
Is this because you've advocated that he needs to be a priority for this team? Is it because you think you got to find out what you have in him and that's why? Or is this because you watched those two, Tyrod Taylor, and Davis Mills, and that made it? What is it?
Well,
because
I think I watched today, and I think there's, I think today may have sewn the deal up for me to really be confident that this. I've said all along that it should be a competition from the jump. You're wasting time if not. But I'm more confident right now than I was 24 hours ago because of what I watched today, and I think it's a combination of two things. Somebody may hear that, probably a lot of people hear that, and they go, oh, man, this guy's way too high on Davis Mills. It's not about being ridiculously high on Davis Mills. It's a combination of Davis Mills physically being really talented and Tyrod Taylor physically being limited. And I think the field shrinks significantly when Tyrod Taylor's your starting quarterback. I question how much tread he has left on the tire after starting four games in the last 3 years. I think tangibly there's a major difference in the arm talent and the arm strength in one, the size and the sheer strength in one, which is Davis Mills over Tyrod Taylor. I think at the very least it should be a 50-50 rep split competition. And you know what? If the NFL is too big for the third rounder in Davis Mills, then you start Tyrod Taylor and you run with it. And you keep developing him and see if he's ready by mid-year or by week 10.
Because what you're saying to me is Clint Sterner in the show here. Clint says he feels like Davis Mills should absolutely 100% be in a 50-50 rep split.
Yes.
With competition with Tyrod Taylor, and it should be a competition. So you're saying that at this point, your belief is he should have a fair shot at being the starter week one.
Yeah, he should have a fair shot of
being. If he's getting a 50-50 split,
he should have a fair shot at being the starter starting tomorrow. 50-50 split means it's legitimately up in the air, and everybody's got a shot every day to move the needle to become the starter. Tyrod Taylor, to me, is not a guy that you under any circumstances the quarterback world today, as advanced as guys are today, Tyrod Taylor is not a guy that you walk in the building and go, here are the keys, man, you're the guy. Right? And I know they're not
even if you've got Jeff Driskel.
I don't care who it is.
And you got
I don't care who it is.
A third round pick.
Jeff Driskel is more gifted throwing the football than Tyrod Taylor is.
You're just saying from throwing the ball standpoint.
Yeah, you got to throw the ball to win in this league. And you got to throw the ball to win in this league.
You're not saying he's a better quarterback than Tyrod Taylor.
Well, I mean,
you're just saying just throwing the football, he's better than him.
Yes,
want to make sure.
I'm physically said. I mean, we're splitting hairs here, to truth be told. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that Jeff Driskel's a better quarterback than Tyrod Taylor. I think there's. It would be an interesting competition if it were an open position and Davis Mills wasn't in the conversation. It should still be a competition. I'm just telling you, Tyrod Taylor's not a guy that you walk in the building and you go, hey, here are the keys. You're the starter. We're not going to have a competition. Let's go see if we can win a couple of games under any circumstances, in my opinion. I just want to make it loud and clear. Like, I think I'm not going to stand on the mountaintops and scream and tell you how good Davis Mills is. I think he's a talented kid. But this is more about the combination of the two. You've got one that's very limited, and it's no secret. Hell, he's all relative to NFL quarterbacks. He's always been limited. He's done more with less, and he's had a great career. But when you talk about what a guy's capable of, you've Tyrod Taylor is limited, and Davis Mills is not in terms of playing the position. One guy you can stretch the field with. One guy corners can sit on routes underneath because you know you got to play a conservative style of quarterback. It's just a different animal when you got a quarterback back there that can stretch the field, that can threaten the defense at every level. I believe that Davis Mills can. I think Tyrod Taylor's going to struggle to do that consistently. I think that combination means that don't give the job to Mills. It's a competition.
To go to your point, because I got two things. To go to your point, I'm not there yet where I think they should be in a 50-50 split. Hell, I'll be honest with you, Deshaun being there kind of stopped some of the ability to watch more of Davis Mills to see him. But I will say this. One thing is, it is a clear difference in the arm talent and how the ball travels and gets to where it's trying to get to when you watch those two play.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that I think that Davis Mills is better than him, but it's just than Tyrod Taylor. But it is a clear difference when you saw him drop back and how effortlessly it was for him to get the ball on the money with pace compared to Tyrod Taylor. There is a difference there, and you said that in terms of those who throw the ball. So I did get to see that today. The other point with Taylor, just, boy, he had a lot of balls get knocked down. That was just in practice.
See, the problem with that, and look, in Tyrod Taylor's defense, I'm gonna be honest with you, when you're not in pads, the offensive and defensive line, they stand up, two steps, stop. And so they're literally just standing there. And if you're a shorter quarterback, they're gonna bat. They're standing there watching you. And then it's really a poor design drill. Like in that drill, in 11 on 11, the defensive line coach, like if that were me, I wouldn't if I was Tyrod Taylor. I don't advise him doing this. But like when I was at Arkansas, and that stuff happened to me, hey, timeout, man. What are we doing here? Like, this is wasted reps. If you're gonna stop and stare me in the eye and then bat down my damn slant route, we're wasting reps. I mean, coach, I'd tell the D-line coach, hey, man, let's tell you guys to not bat. If I hit him in the helmet, okay. But let's not jump and bat the ball down. I mean, could you imagine? The O-lineman stops and Charles Omena, whose big ass is standing there, and you got to try to throw a slant over his head. It's really an unfair drill. So to be completely honest, it's set up for Tyrod Taylor to struggle in that particular instance. But it does give you a peek into what potentially could be a big problem for him that would not be a problem for Davis Mills. That's where I was going with it. It shows like on one end you're watching Tyrod Taylor really struggle. He struggled today. I mean, he's one of those where you'd like to have a lot cleaner day if you were him. But he struggled and had some balls batted down and threw some balls
ball across the middle.
Yeah, I mean, it's just some of that. Look at the helicopter is twisting. Yeah. And then in the background, Davis Mills is over there working with the twos, and you look up and he gets elbow above the ear, you know, release points way up in the air, and he snaps a little H post route over the middle over that same defensive line, and you're like, ooh, that's pretty sexy over there. I mean, so that's the kind of thing that if you're a coach, you go, damn, man, it sure would be nice to have that and not this. And so I think these coaches are going to watch that for a while, and they're gonna want to see more of the bigger, more prototypical passer of the football that gives you a chance to stretch the field.
So 50-50 split, huh?
Right now I'm ready. I'm in it, 50-50. What can't happen, Deshaun Watson can't get as many reps in individual and routes on air as Davis Mills does for first 20-25 minutes of practice. That can't be it.
Let's talk about the man of the hour, Deshaun Watson. He was at camp. As we were surprised and shocked that he actually was, but we try to paint the picture for you and show you exactly what we saw out of Deshaun Watson, from body language to participation and everything we saw from the most talked about player in the city of Houston. That's next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Camp Casario got off to a wild, wild start. The circus is on and going today. And, Clint, everything we were thinking coming in. All right, we've come to the 11th hour. He's really not going to get on this field. He is not going to get on this field.
Didn't think it would happen.
As soon as we got there, we said, oh, there's been a sighting. We saw him in a hoodie. And then we're just standing there.
That's the best. Right? Everybody's sitting around going, is it Deshaun? You get a picture. Is it Deshaun? Are you sure it's Deshaun?
Sure, Deshaun.
I don't know. So-and-so tweeted.
He does that neck thing like that.
He must have confirmed. Yeah, you know, he's got that. By the way, Deshaun, if you're out there listening, you got that neck twitch where you're popping your neck or something. That I watch that video. I say, yes, Deshaun. Ain't no question about it. Yeah. Everybody's passing out. Oh, this is, yeah, hey, so-and-so tweeted. It must be right. Yeah, wait. That's Deshaun. He's popping his neck. He did it twice. That's four.
And then we're standing there, and he came out, and we said, is that Deshaun? And it said, yep, that's him. I said, he is out here. And then immediately, within like a couple of minutes, he's taking snaps from Justin Britt.
In no jersey.
Nope,
only
no jersey.
Only player on the field with no jersey. Straight hoodie.
It was
unbelievable. It did have a Texans logo on it, though.
It did have that. Yeah, I thought he was going to go. When I said, oh, he's not going to wear his jersey. This is a complete protest is what he's doing. All right, just so painted what we saw. That's the beginning.
Yeah.
When you saw Deshaun, like that was what everyone was looking at. What was your thought process when that day started and he was out?
Well, once I got beyond what the hell is he doing out here and how big of a mistake I thought that was, once I got beyond that, it turns into, okay, what are they going to do? What are they going to ask Deshaun Watson to do? Well, I'll be damned if he doesn't come out and he goes straight over and he's doing quarterback center exchange, which, okay, yeah, I understand that. You got several centers out there. Well, I look up and he's taking snaps from Justin Britt, which would probably be a good idea for Tyrod Taylor or Davis Mills to be the guys
Hell,
doing
Jeff
that.
Jeff Driskel.
Yeah, well, yeah, or Jeff Driskel for that matter. But so he's they're literally rotating through as if he's the number one or number two quarterback in individual drills. They get done there, they go to the other field and do some individual drill where he's locked at the hip with Tyrod Taylor and again working as the number one or number two. Somewhere in that period he's asked to put another jersey, put his jersey on, puts the jersey on and continues through all the individual drills. Once the team drills cranked up, it was Tyrod Taylor on one end and Davis Mills on the other. And so Deshaun wasn't part of that. But this clearly was not the Deshaun Watson that we know. You know, what we've seen from Deshaun Watson to this point is the guy that I think genuinely and sincerely gets an unbelievable amount of joy from being on the football field with his team. Clearly it's visibly obvious that he is out there getting better with every second that his cleats are in the turf. He's getting his team. He's very interested in getting his team better every second that his cleats are in the turf. He's leading the sense of urgency, the energy. He's bringing the juice, if you will. That's the Deshaun Watson that we've always seen. That was not the case today. No surprise, obviously.
Juice.
The body language was totally different. There was no juice. There was no attempt to lead. There was at all.
That was so weird to see.
Yeah,
we saw a couple breakdowns where Deshaun is normally in the middle of the breakdown. There was one breakdown. I remember we looked and we just walked away and got water or something because we was hot as hell.
Yeah, which is understandable given the circumstances, right? I'm just painting the picture of how different it was. It was the level of one individual being disengaged from what was going on, like he had been forced to be out there, which he had. It was blatantly obvious. As I mentioned, the no jersey for the first several periods. He was on a knee for a good chunk of time during the teamwork that was going on. Hell, at one point, he was helping on the scout team. And most of the time when you say a quarterback was running scout team, you think he's taking snaps and he's running scout team. No, he was the scout team running back, catching the ball on the flats from Tyrod Taylor. At one point, he was a safety for the defense as a scout team safety. Now, these weren't in full go drills. It was walkthrough type, kind of off to the side, but he's still, you know, standing in a scout team role. And so, just a very, very interesting, different, embarrassing type of scene with Deshaun Watson at practice today.
I never want to see Deshaun on a football.
Well, you don't
want to
see
like
any.
That.
You don't want to see any player of that caliber that typically leads, from the front. You don't want to see that. You don't want to.
There was no part of any kind of leadership today for him, and not to say that's his normalcy that he'll do that if he moves on. But there was no part of that at all.
If and when he is traded, the juice he's going to bring to that next practice, that next locker
room,
it'll
be what you're used to.
Oh wow!
Like I'm not going to sit here and say he didn't talk to anybody. I saw him have conversations with Laramie Tunsil. I saw him chatting it up pretty good. Him and Mark Ingram were walking and talking. Yeah. I saw him with, oddly enough, give a big hug to Kahale Waring for whatever that means. But most of the time, he was somewhere hunting alone space, hunting area where he was by himself, not communicating with anybody. He would literally do a drill and do his part of the drill and then just go stand off to the distance from everybody else. Like, that's not Deshaun Watson. I'd imagine, Clint, some people may not want to hear this, especially Deshaun fans, and I see one on the line right now. It must have been, like, to me, I would imagine that must have been what James Harden was doing at practice. Whenever he showed up.
Well, the good thing about
practice,
basketball is you don't have many practices, right? I mean,
before training camp when he finally showed up to camp. Like, I would imagine he was in the distance, off,
right,
away from especially new parts like that. And that's just – I just never want to see that Deshaun on a football field like that. Like, that. That's a guy that – he's just a natural leader. Like, he had to – Clint, he probably had to try to make himself not just go out and say, hey, hey, Isaiah Coulter, you got. I need you to square in. Like, he probably had to stop himself from not doing it. But you could tell he had an objective, was to come out there and I'm just going to be out here. I'm just going to be out here and I'm getting paid and I'm doing like he and that I don't want to see that from him. That's not anything we've ever seen from him. And that was just weird. To top it, as you said, man, he put on an Eric Murray jersey and was playing scout team skeleton safety.
Yeah, look, Joe, it's unfortunate that we're in the situation that we're in, but here's the fact of the matter. I mean, Deshaun Watson brought this on himself. I mean, whether you're talking about the legal issues or you're talking about the demanding of a trade, it's unfortunate that we got to watch what we're watching. It's unfortunate that the organization thinks the best idea is to trot him out there in front of everybody and pour gas on the fire, so to speak. It's unfortunate, but the reality of it is that Deshaun Watson created this situation. And the embarrassment that I think we painted the picture very clear. The level of embarrassment is through the roof for Deshaun Watson. I think it's unfortunate, but it's what the Texans are choosing to do right now in terms of moving forward with him on the roster. I don't know what they're going to gain for it. I think it's 100% avoidable. I don't think there's anything positive that I pull from it with him being there for the team, for the players, for the organization now or in the future. I don't know what the end game is at all for what they're doing, but it's the situation that we're in. And I think the question now, Show, though, is right, how long does this go on?
Yeah.
Like, how long do the Texans?
Both sides.
I mean, look, how long does Nick Caserio spend half of his time talking to the media? He's gonna be with the media every day. How long does he spend half the time with the media not answering, hey, is Deshaun going to be here today? Like, I mean, no one he was fixing to trot out of the locker room, he ducked and dodged that very simple question and several other more.
And then David Culley as well every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it is a distraction. It's a major distraction. It is, it's one of those things that really, it's a distraction from doing what you need to do to stop digging, to get this organization moving in the right direction. And is there a payoff at the end that I can't see it. I don't know. We'll see. If there is, I'm here for it. I hope it works out, but it's hard right now, Show, to watch what's going on and think it's good for any party involved.
Clint Sterner in the show here with you on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Let's hear from you, Larry in Stafford.
Hold on, so.
I will not, but go ahead, Larry.
What's going on, so?
What's good, baby?
Look here. Yeah, I knew y'all ass would be good, and we'll get to it. Y'all show using a whole bunch of adjectives up there. Embarrassing, despondent, just moping around and all this. Y'all using a whole bunch of adjectives up there that just make continuously to make me laugh. But I'm going to get to Deshaun last. Clint, you actually said that Davis Mills should get 50-50 reps after one day of practice where it was all basically a walkthrough, and now you got this dude starting in the National Football League? That is that. No one in their right mind believes that Davis Mills right now should be getting 50-50 snaps when they are just only been through one OTA. And I'm with you on the Tyrod Taylor part. May not be the strongest arm in the book, but damn, you want to get rid of Tyrod after one walkthrough? That doesn't make sense. But I could care less about Davis Mills
Hold on, Larry. Nobody said he's going to be a starter. Nobody said get rid of Tyrod Taylor. I simply said Tyrod's got a very low ceiling. And Davis Mills has a very high ceiling physically and tangibly, and it should be a competition. If you're okay, look, if you're okay with Tyrod Taylor, who started four games in the last 3 years and has been a journeyman quarterback and is a backup quarterback in this league, if you're okay with handing him the keys to your organization and saying, man, you're the starter, let's go. Nobody else can even compete. If you're okay with that, that's fine. We can just agree to disagree.
I ain't okay with none of that. I just told you, I ain't okay with Tyrod Taylor or Davis Mills. Y'all know who y'all know who the quarterback is over there. But here's the thing. Here's where I'm at with this. There's a responsibility that we all have to take, man, that we we got to quit living in this Atlanta housewives and desperate housewives in this reality world, this non-reality world that we're living in. If anybody expected Deshaun Watson to walk over there on Kirby this morning and just not feel some kind of way when he ain't been in that locker room in the last 6 months or whatever, after going through all the things that he's going through on his personal side, he came out there and still showed up. It just has to battle when you show up. And the fact of the matter is that everybody is out here making these assumptions about what Deshaun Watson is thinking, and we still ain't heard from Deshaun Watson or his people. We still don't know if he still want to be traded or not. But what he did do today, he shut a whole bunch of people up. And let me tell you why he shut a whole bunch of people up. Because he came out there, he interacted with his teammates, which is what I've seen on video and everything. He interacted with Davis Mills. He interacted with Tyrod Taylor. And he was still the best-looking quarterback in on that field standing on the sideline. And then y'all continuously say that Deshaun Watson brought this on himself without giving the context that Cal McNair lied to Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt's face when he told them that they was going to be a part of the decision process. But then what really gets me, and so this is where I got to get at your ass.
Well, get at it.
Yesterday, with all that stuff about being a cancer, is that what a cancer looked like to you? What it looked like to me was somebody that was out there being a damn good teammate because he showed up for his boys. And I know for a fact that several of his teammates probably was out there was just saying that we're glad that this dude is out here, because if you really think about it, he gave us the best chance to win. And if you think that Deshaun Watson is sitting at the back of a church like an usher and feeling like he don't have nothing going on, you might want to start going to a church in the hood, because something happened to you, so. And I'm going to tell you this also. I still think Nick Caserio is smart enough and Cal is smart enough to understand that losing sucks and Deshaun Watson is still going to be the quarterback. And even if they trade him, even if they do something, that still ain't going to make it right, because then your ass still going to look for a quarterback. The best thing that happened today was getting rid of Randall Cobb ass. And Eric Murray, I hope your ass is next in our house.
One more thing, Larry.
Uh-huh.
I love you. I love you, buddy.
Uh-huh.
I love you. I love you, brother.
Uh-huh. I'm still here, so.
No, I got you. I know you're wrong. Later. You're wrong, but I love you, brother.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Larry. That's Larry and Stafford. Listen. I'm going to tell you, first, say nothing happened to me. Show was here, baby.
Yeah, you lost 100 and some odd pounds.
Yeah, show was here. Just because you disagree with me don't mean nothing that happened to me. And I'm going to tell you something. You may have caught some photos. I sat there for nearly 3 hours and watched the practice. That was not a leader of a team. Deshaun Watson was not a leader of a team. He was not a great teammate. For teammates, he was not a great teammate. I watched him during a breakdown session walk away from the whole rest of the team before the breakdown occurred. I watched Deshaun Watson completely avoid contact with folks. I watched Deshaun Watson repeatedly. If the practice was, 2.5 hours, Deshaun Watson was off to himself without making contact or conversation with anybody for an hour and a half of it. Like, he was off by himself. Right? I'm not saying traditionally and normally Deshaun is a bad teammate. But in this situation, when he clearly wants out, now you can keep, like, I understand Larry is going to be someone who will not believe that Deshaun Watson wants to be traded until he hears Deshaun Watson come out and say it with his own mouth and say he wants to be traded. And I'm telling you, Deshaun's not going to say that until he gets traded. He's not going to say that. You're not going to hear him say that. But you could read he came in and told them, I don't want to be here. I still want to be traded when he reported. That's what he said. So, listen, he's out. He does not want to be here. And, Clint, you were there as well as I was. He had the visual look of somebody who was out. Like, he's not.
He was there because he was being forced to be there. I mean, it's no surprise that the body language was different. Did he talk to people? Yeah. But it was a different, understandably so, a different Deshaun Watson, I'm not gonna argue with Larry about what Deshaun Watson I saw today and what I didn't see
today.
Well,
I sat there for 2.5 hours. I watched him, probably a little too much. I watched him, like I said, it's wild. Rob, I'm gonna let you jump in here. Rob has a rebuttal for Larry. This ought to be good. Go ahead, Rob.
Man, what's up, fellas? You know, I love it when people think the louder they talk, the more true their comment is. And that just, that in itself is amazing. And then you go on top of that, and then you get people that have never played the position. Then you get a quarterback that was, well, actually played in the NFL and says, what I saw as a quarterback, former quarterback in the NFL, here's what I saw and here's my opinion. It's always funny when somebody calls in and argues about it. That said, Deshaun Watson had 50,000 reasons to be there, and those are the only reasons he was there. It had nothing to do with Houston or wanting to stay in Houston or anything else. Like you just said, Show, the man already said, look, I'm here, but I still want to be traded. His Avery came out and said, look, he thought he was going to get traded by Sunday. The man doesn't want to be here. I think the Texans are, you know, let's forget about Deshaun Watson staying. That's a waste of time. What are the Texans doing by even putting him out there? Great, he shows up to get his 50K. That makes sense. I get it. That's $50,000. But why doesn't the Casario just simply come out and say, look, you're excused? We don't need the distraction to say that you're not as crazy. Then you get Cully coming out there, and the only thing he can say is, well, everybody's here. Everybody checked in. I mean, it's a joke, and it's gone on for so long, and I understand the tight lip. I get it. But at this point, you've gone too far, Casario, Cully, et cetera, McNair's. There's no – he's not going to be a Texan. He's not going to quarterback for the Texans. Why have him there? Why are we talking about him? I'd rather hear Clinton Ron talk more about the way Mills did look today. Because let's be honest, why do you want Tyrod Taylor out there? If Mills can go out there and at least show up, there's no reason for Tyrod to be out there. Why? Because he's not the future. He's not going to be here in 2 or 3 years. He's not going to be at the end of this rebuild underneath center. What's the point of having him out there? There is no point. Larry from Stafford? It makes no sense. And also, Larry from Stafford, okay, don't say Deshaun Watson was out there being a good teammate. He was out there for that $50,000. I'm not mad at him. I'd be out there, too, for my $50,000. But let's not get it twisted, Larry.
Appreciate the call, Rob. Rob, shots fired. Rob has brought it.
Larry.
Larry is calling back now, I believe. I could just feel
it.
Oh,
I see him.
Larry is.
I'm sorry, Larry. We're kind of up against
really
it, bro.
Is. Listen, as we discussed, it where it comes down to, today, Nick Casario said repeatedly, I've been brought here to do things in the best interest of the Houston Texans. And what I watched today with Deshaun Watson, I can't see how that was the best interest of what the Texans are trying to do. I don't get it. And they could excuse him and say, "Hey, you're not gonna be here."
Well, there's other options. I mean, you know, you could run him to death on the other field over here. You know, or get him in a weight room, get him in a training room, and keep him away from eyesight, out of eyesight of the media. There are definitely 100% options outside of what we saw today. And I'm with you, Show. I question the end game for everybody involved here and how this helps the Texans rebuild and recover and ultimately win, make good, strong decisions on who they're going to keep in right now and down the road. It's a tough one to wrap your head around. But, man, I'm here for it. We'll be out there tomorrow to check it out for sure.
And I'll wear better clothes so I don't sweat like I did.
I hope you
today.
Will. That's a poor-ass decision you made.
Hold on, Show.
Clint Sterner, great job. Tyler, keep fighting. You'll get there. I am Ron, the Show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Me and Coors Light and jump off in this pool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.